It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
We're going to do a sort of a California Wine Country. The Sonoma County wine guy, Tom Simino, is with us, and I know he's the Sonoma County wine guy because in 1992 on the radio, I named him thus.
And you'll never let me forget it, will you?
How you doing, buddy?
I like it, getting there.
Yeah.
I went shopping today. I go shopping every 2 weeks, and the only other time I leave the ranch is when I go to buy diesel for my tractor.
Our special guest today is our friend John Jordan, CEO of Jordan Winery. John, how are you?
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you, as always. We wish you could be in the studio, but we understand that's just not the case at this point. But before we get into SonomaSafe.org, talk about what you folks are doing at Jordan now. This is really cool. I mean, with the hikes and the lunch and the whole thing, explain all that.
Everybody knows that the key to the Sonoma County economy is visitorship. You know, people coming to spend money not only in our tasting rooms, but in our restaurants, our shops, our bed and breakfast, and our hotels. And people come to the wine country and they think of tasting rooms. But those of us that live here know that the best part of Sonoma County is being outside. And that's what we wanted to leverage as we begin the opening up process of the county. And that is, we wanted to get people outside because Lord knows they've been cooped up inside long enough.
Yeah.
To provide the experience that, and by the way, if you're outside, you're safe. It's small groups. It's by appointment only. So people can keep their distance from each other and enjoy the great outdoors in one of the two best times of year. And I say two because I'm really partial to the fall.
Well, what a beautiful place to take a hike and then have some a lunch outdoors. Explain how that works.
Well, you know, right now, we're not allowed to serve food, even though we have a commercial kitchen and do have sit-down meals and the ability to legally do that. We're not allowed to do that right now. So what we're doing is we're providing a bottle of Chardonnay, a bottle of Cabernet, and a picnic basket to go. So you can come on the hike.
Beautiful.
Enjoy the property, enjoy the fresh air, and take home what we think is some tasty wine and some tasty morsels.
That's a grand idea, and I love the picnic basket to go. So that's happening now, but it is, you need to, call ahead or go on the website?
You need to go onto the website, jordanwinery.com, and do it by reservation. All of our experiences, even during normal times, are by appointment only because we don't have a big, we have a large property, but not a big tasting room, and all of our experiences are small and very intimate. So we don't see as many people as maybe some other wineries, but the experience is far more personal. But so you've got to go online or call 707-431-5250 to make a reservation.
All right, jordanwinery.com. John Jordan's with us. And, Tom, I believe you have a couple wines from Jordan that we have, too. John's folks sent over these wines today. I've been enjoying this 2018 Jordan Chardonnay. I love all of Jordan's shards. It's a Russian River Valley the Chardonnay. Tom, give me your thoughts on this one, and then we'll get thoughts from John.
Yeah, well, one more thing I'd like to say is if you haven't been up to Jordan, it's a wonderful facility. The gardens are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the hillside vineyards. As you're doing that little walk, that four-mile walk, and the olive trees, and this time of year, it's really a knockout. And if you're looking to get outside and spend a little bit of money and have some great wine, and I've had lunch at Jordan many times, so it's well worth it, and I'd recommend it highly. And it's, I think I can almost see it, John. Are you up on the roof there? I'm waving. We're about a half a mile up the road from Jordan Winery, so things are pretty good here in Alexander Valley. Yes, this Chardonnay, this 2018, I'll tell you, it's a few years back when Jordan went from Alexander Valley Chardonnay to, actually it's been more than a few years now, where they used to grow their own grapes here in Alexander Valley and went to Russian River, they made a decision to go to that leaner style. And this certainly is that. John, your dad must love this wine because he's kind of the Francophile, right? He loved, that's kind of what started Jordan was you know, the French style, the restaurant wines, and this one certainly is. It's only, 12% malolactic, and a bunch of it was fermented 46% in stainless tanks. So it really highlights the Chardonnay flavor.
What we love about the Chardonnay is that it's the best word I can think to describe it. It's surprising. When you think of a California Chardonnay, you tend to think of it in terms of more malolactic fermentation, more buttery, bigger. The Russian River Appalachian allows us to go into a different direction. The cooler microclimate allows us to show restraint in the cellar and restraint with the malolactic fermentation to bring out that crispness, the bright acidity, that minerality, which allow that wine, which make that wine more reminiscent of a Merlot or a French wine rather than what one traditionally associates with California. And we think that that bright acidity, fruit minerality, and letting that Russian River Appellation speak for itself goes with a really surprisingly broad range of foods.
Oh, I can believe that. This is really something, a 2018 Chard Russian River Valley from Jordan. And this is a new release, obviously.
Yeah, this
it is.
Just been released. Don't you release these like May 1st, John?
Well, this is the time of year when we release our wine. So the 2018 Chardonnay and the 2016 Cabernet are just now coming into people's kitchens and dining rooms.
All right, yeah. And your folks brought us the 2016 Cab 2, which is, of course, Alexander Valley. Talk about that, John.
Well, again, you know, the origins of Jordan, obviously my parents, long, long time ago, is in France. And our style of Cabernet, again, emphasizes restraint and lets that terroir do the talking. It's why our Cabernet is of lower alcohol, is more restrained than a lot of other caps. We never chased that trend that became so fashionable in the 90s and early 2000s to become big, high alcohol, bold, in your face, where it's so jammy you can almost stick a fork in it and the fork will stand.
Yeah. And I never appreciated that.
It was a big thing, right? And you know, we never felt that it went with food well. And those wines, while they stand out, you can't have more than a glass and a half because they're so high in alcohol and they're so big that they just intrude upon the delicate flavors of a well-made meal, whether it's by the home cook or in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So our wines have been more of a Bordeaux than Napa.
All right. Tom, talk about this 16 Cab from Alexander Valley.
Yeah, and just exactly what John was saying, the alcohol on that is like, 13.9, 13.8? And in the true French tradition, it's a blend. The varietal blend is 80% Cab, 11 Merlot, 7 Petit Verdot, and 2 Malbec. I mean, if you wanted to, you could call this, a Meritage. So it's letting the winemaker have the latitude to mix these varietals, which are kind of like, you know, if you're not a winemaker, you think about if you're making a tomato sauce, you have a little oregano, a little garlic, you know, to kind of spice up the sauce. And with a winemaker, you can add Merlot to give you lush mouthfeel, you know, the aromatics that come out of Petit Verdot, and, the Malbec, the nice rich feel that you get from Malbec. And again,
well, Tom, the other great
John was saying, with the 13.8, 13.9 alcohol, you got a wine there that's going to age. So if somebody was born in your family in say 2016, get out, take the hike, buy a 1.5 liter bottle of Jordan from 2016, which is their anniversary wine. Was 40th anniversary? Is that right, John?
That's correct. The 40th anniversary.
So that's a perfect wine to lay down, and then when your kid's 21, you pop that bottle with him, and that. This, I'll tell you, in 21 years, this 16 will be something else. And Dan Berger would say, lay that baby down, right, Jackson?
Yeah. Okay, John, you wrote an op-ed in the close-to-home section of the Press Democrat. Explain this and explain SonomaSafe.org, which you guys have created.
Well, SonomaSafe was born of an idea that we as a community have to take responsibility for our coronavirus response, in conjunction with various government agencies, and that businesses have, this is such a different type of problem than, say, the fires, and businesses are all different one from another, and if ever there was a call for tapping into the ingenuity, and I don't mean business owners, but I mean, I just know from my own business, some of the best ideas in the company came from people that work there.
Yeah.
And people that just work in Sonoma County, whether they own the business or not, a lot of the best ideas that came from that just came from people that work at various restaurants, wineries, and so forth, who have an understanding of the day-to-day operation of the company, how they can understand social distancing and apply it to their particular context. And to avoid these one-size-fits-all, government-picking winners and losers type of scenarios, which basically cripple people, businesses and people's ability to earn a living. So the idea is it's a whole county approach to dealing with this problem because, you know what, we're going to have to live with it for a while. We can't stay in lockdown forever. And we're going to have to figure out how to deal with this virus, how to operate to keep people safe. And that means being creative and clever. Now, it looks like things are going, in terms of opening up, going in the right direction. But it's still incumbent upon all of us as a county to accept responsibility without government coercion necessarily and use our abilities and our understanding of our businesses to keep our customers safe and make them feel confident so that people will come to Sonoma County and patronize all of our businesses.
Amen to that, sir. So explain, because it's SonomaSafe.org, what will people find at that website?
Well, there's a pledge you can sign, first of all, that you want to be part of the solution. And second of all, we have a spot where people can submit ideas, concepts, whether it's plans for their business, for other people to review and share. They may find it useful in their business, all some or parts of it, as well as, policymakers and government to be able to look at people's responses here, too. So it's a forum for sharing ideas and cooperation between businesses, nonprofits, and government to open Sonoma County responsibly, soon, and safely.
Amen to that. Mr. Simoneau.
Well, John, a lot of people don't really even know that you have your own foundation, and that along with what you're starting here with SonomaSafe.org, when the pandemic first hit, didn't the John Jordan Foundation step up to the plate with a major donation to one of the food banks?
Well, we did. We made a contribution to Sonoma Family Meal, as did many others, and that's an organization that was founded by Heather Irwin at the PD.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an organization which basically pays restaurants to provide meals for hungry people. And so so the benefits here are multidimensional. Obviously, you're paying a restaurant, and you're keeping some people employed, even if it is at a lower level. And those have to purchase produce and food from farmers and vendors to be able to make those meals, and people are being fed. So it's really kind of, I look at it as a triple threat opportunity to attack the economic and social costs of the virus and the shutdown on three levels.
It makes so much sense, and we all appreciate this. Go to SonomaSafe.org. And as far as the hikes and the picnic basket to go, they go to JordanWinery.com. And explain to everyone, I know you're close to Simoneau's, but most people listening don't know where Simoneau lives. I do, but explain once they get online and make a reservation exactly where you folks are located.
Well, we're located at 1474 Alexander Valley Road, which is also Highway 128, about a mile and a half or so, maybe a couple miles east of Healdsburg Avenue. But again, this is reservation only, So you should go to jordanwinery.com and follow the prompts that it's easy to find to make a reservation. And we hope that in the coming weeks we'll be able to offer our tours and tastings, which we are already planning on doing in terms of when wines are allowed to reopen under modified circumstances. We're fortunate to be able to have outdoor seating, so when we're permitted to, we will be able to offer our full suite of tour, tasting, and vineyard experiences. They just won't be inside. They'll be outside where people can sit at responsible distance from each other. So we'll be ready to roll as soon as the county gives us the go-ahead.
Right on. John Jordan, CEO of Jordan Winery, jordanwinery.com, and go to sonomasafe.org. Tom, final thoughts.
Well, you know, we're all getting through this, and, you know, I always used to say we can try to save the world through wine tasting. Well, maybe we can. This kind of has opened it up, and if once the wine tasting rooms are going to be open, and I heard a rumor here that things may change here in the next couple of weeks, and they may let a whole slew of restaurants and wineries open up. So here in the next little bit, maybe we can all toast to each other, and we don't have to do it over the phone.
Amen to that.
Salute. Tom Simino, the CEO of Jordan Winery, John Jordan, back with us. John, thanks for everything. Read John's op-ed in the PD about SonomaSafe.org. Well written, John, by the way.
Well, thank you. I write for other publications, too, from time to time.
Well, best to all of you and all the folks at Jordan, and stay safe, and we'll talk soon, sir.
Look forward to it.
All right. John Jordan, Jordan Winery. Tom, what are you doing with Simino Vineyard?
You know, I've been doing some Zoom things for Windsor Vineyards. We just had one last week, which was tremendous. This whole Zoom thing is, like, blowing me away, but I'm having a lot of fun with that. We probably have another one coming up maybe in another month, and now I've been contacted by a couple of private individuals who are going to have me do some Zoom classes for them.
Oh, cool.
So I'm be working with that. And then in a couple of weeks, I guess we're kind of trying to do this. Mike was talking to me about setting up a few more kind of virtual wine Wednesdays like we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Odette Chiquette from Longboard on in a couple of weeks. And he's got some interesting ideas about what he's got while he's waiting to open. And so we'll have him on in a couple of weeks. So we'll have some fun with that. And in the meantime, you know, stay safe and keep enjoying Sonoma County wine.
Right on. The great Tom Simino and the great John Jordan from Jordan Wines. Thanks, everybody, and we'll talk soon.